new renewable battery, and a devastating typhoon in Vietnam. Good morning, this is Bella and Sophie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. New plans for an inner-city western bypass between Dara and Tawang are in discussion, with hopes that it would provide more opportunities for public transport. The current centenary motorway carries an average of 90,000 vehicles a day and is expected to rise above its capacity in the coming years. The Labour government is currently investigating how this new toll tunnel would fit in with other recent upgrades and the already existing tunnel network. Future investments and development will continue to address the issues of congestion and focus on improving Brisbane's ring road network.
The famous children's show Bluey has now become the number one most watched show in America for 2024. According to the show's executive producer, Daley Pearson, Bluey has amassed over 35 billion minutes of view time this year. With Brisbane as the backdrop for the show, local landmarks and Aussie humour are exhibited globally. Bluey is now viewed in over 60 countries and has 110 merchandising licensees internationally.
The Australian government has introduced a Saving Native Species Threat Innovation Grant, which gives 10 new projects $224.5 million over 4 years to help plan an animal recovery. Each project aims to tackle various threats such as yellow ant and gamba grass, which present harm to native species. The grant will provide emergency help for when native species experience natural disaster or face significant impact, heightening risk of extinction. The government has welcomed proposals via email for the grant.
Australian researchers have found a way to separate harmful chemicals from water supplies and use them for high-performance renewable batteries. Polymer chemist Dr. Zhang says fluorine-based PFAS materials can be harvested from water filters and used for clean energy technology, as they are harmful to human health. Dr. Zhang says not only does this technology remove harmful particles from water, but brings us many steps closer to decarbonizing the planet.
Vietnam has been hit with its strongest tropical cyclone in decades, killing 64 people, leaving hundreds injured and millions of people without power. Typhoon Yagi has caused widespread flooding and landslides in northern Vietnam since it hit on Saturday. On Monday, 10 cars and multiple scooters fell in the Red River after the busy Phong Chau Bridge in Phu Tho province collapsed. 3 people have already been rescued from the river, and there are searches continuing for 13 people missing in the incident.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wow, some people might consider them offensive.